Good morning, everyone. And welcome. My name is Rachel Long. I'm currently president of Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My pronouns are she and hers. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, abilities, or inabilities. On Sunday mornings, we have a wide variety of services. They are presented either by a Prairie member or a member of the wider community, or when we have a minister, by our minister. Our opening words will be read by Katie Gann.
Hi, I'm Kathy Gann, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. And the opening words are by Daniel Budd. Come, come to this place, whoever you are, wanderer, worshiper, lover of learning, all seekers after what is true, all who seek a community of compassion and diversity. Come, come to this place, whoever you are, though you're broken, your vows a thousand times, and you're too busy and don't have the time. Lovers of wisdom, lovers of humanity, lovers of beauty, come to this place where a love we do not make surrounds us and lifts us and nurtures us. Come, come to this place, whoever you are. Ours is not a community of despair, but of hope. Not a place of judging, but of thanksgiving. Not a place of certainty, but searching. Come, come to this place, whoever you are. Come, yet again, come.
And the Creed Hatch family will be lighting our chalice this morning.
The flaming chalice is the symbol of Unitarian Universalism. It is an everlasting flame for this community. It offers its warmth to those who are cold. It provides light to those who would see. It purifies and transforms the sanctuary into sacred space. This congregation into sacred community, may its flame burn true and high and strong.
Today's presentation by me is entitled, Why Are We Here? My thoughts today are not about the meaning of life. I am asking, why are we here? At Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society, whatever building we happen to be in at the time. A couple of months ago, two Muslim students visited our Biggs RE class. That's the class with the middle and high school students. They were there to tell us about their faith, and they also asked us about ours. And I had the opportunity to explain who I think UUs are. I bet you have been in this position too, and it isn't easy. When we explain our religion, we can start with our origins. Early Unitarians were Christians who were followers of Jesus, not worshipers of Christ. They rejected the Trinity and instead believed in the unity of God. The Universalists believed in a loving God who would not condemn anyone to eternal damnation. The term Universalist referred to universal salvation. And over time, the beliefs of these groups evolved, and they merged to become our denomination in 1961, almost 50 years ago. But who are we now? It is easier to say what we UUs don't and what we aren't than what we are. We don't have a leader who's in charge. We question authority and dogma, and rules and traditions. That means we are doomed to discuss and discuss in order to make decisions or come to agreement on anything. Lots of non-UUs know us by jokes about us, like, How many Unitarian Universalists does it take to change a light bulb? This is a very short talk, so I do not have time for the answer, which of course is not definitive. But if you want to know my opinion, you can see me afterwards. And I actually have two different possible answers. We don't have a shared theology. In just our small congregation, I have known UU Buddhists, Christians, Muslims, Jews, pagans, atheists, deists, agnostics, and apatheists, which, in case you don't know, is someone who thinks the question of whether there is a God is unimportant. What we do share is outlined in our seven principles. Look for a moment at the seven principles on your order of service. It's on the back, in the gray box. From these principles, one can deduce that what matters to Unitarian Universalists is that we treat each other with kindness and respect, that we work to create fairer societies, and that we take care of our planet. UUs discuss what actions would get us these results, but there is actually no right answer, and it is up to each of us to decide and to act accordingly. Our religion emphasizes that your actions matter, but it doesn't tell us what to do. Another thing that makes our religion challenging is that we humans are naturally tribal. We feel most comfortable, safe, and supported in a group of people like us. It is much easier to care for those we perceive as our tribe than those we don't. Whether you are aware of it or not, you are sexist, ageist, racist. Oh, I missed my list.
Right at the pension point.
You'll have to think about all the things you earned.
I can't wait to get back to our home turf.
Oh, me too. I can always look at this and make sure I don't do this the wrong way.
Is it on?
Yep. Try it now. Can you hear it now?
Okay. How are you doing?
Yes.
All right, we'll try that one again. All right, whether you are aware of it or not, you are sexist, ageist, racist, classist. You root for your school, your political party, your religion, your town, your state, your ethnic clan, or whatever. Yet Unitarian Universalist principles ask us to be anti-tribal. The inherent worth and dignity of every person, justice and equity, world community with liberty, peace, and justice for all. These are lofty goals. What does our religion ask of us as individuals and as a community to reach toward these goals? We have chosen a religion that asks us to surround ourselves with people who believe differently than we do about the essential nature of soul, self, and the universe, and about how to live these principles that we share. Why should we do this when it is difficult and perhaps even unnatural to build community outside of our tribe? Because creating a diverse community is essential to learning what we need to know to take effective action. We have chosen a religion that asks us to investigate, discuss, consider, and then act to make our community and our world more just. We are all bound by our biases, formed by our experiences, and will make more informed judgments about the world as it really is if we expose ourselves to ideas from people with a variety of backgrounds and biases of their own. But the experiential learning is just as important. Our religion asks us to work at being humble and kind in the presence of those not like us, to accept that our knowledge is flawed and that we don't have all the answers. Our religion asks us to stay open, to be ready to change our opinions, to welcome people who feel strange and foreign, and to practice radical hospitality. This is a challenging faith, but in these times of retreat to tribe, how refreshing to be in a community that welcomes the challenge to each of us to respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person, to treat each of us with respect and kindness. I will share with you what I told our Muslim students. I said that Unitarian Universalists choose to be in a community of people with different beliefs to help us create the kind of community we are trying to create in the world, the beloved community. It is a lot of work, all of that thinking, discussing, working against our own biases, fighting our urges to be harsh and unkind, challenging each other to be better while being humble and acknowledging our own limitations, making decisions, and then taking action. Why would someone choose to be a Unitarian Universalist? It's not easy to live these seven principles. It requires faith that isn't easy to come by these days. Faith in the ability of people to treat each other better, to learn and to change. Faith in our own ability to sustain our flawed attempts to be truly loving and kind, to keep pushing even when it feels like we are sliding back. We come together to share this uncertainty and discomfort and to encourage each other to hope, to be reassured that there is meaning and purpose, to help each other to be better, which is easier when you aren't doing it alone. We come here to try to create the beloved community that we envision, to purposely live in the tension of knowing others believe differently than we do, and to find joy in that tension. Viva la différence. Thank you for coming to our very short service today. Extend the hand of friendship to those around you. Grab a snack if needed before we start our parish meeting.